Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. And that's what we wish for you. Winning for life, for your life and humanity. And today we will have a very important topic. It's why affirmations are not working. Affirmations are not working, but everybody is teaching it. Yeah. It was always like this. Majority was not always right. And let's say there were a time we didn't know better. But in the last years, with also modern computers and more science, we can understand so much better how our brain works. Affirmation, if you do it really right, and just look at the word, it's about being firm. But is this really the result you want, just being firm? It's about something different. But first of all, I will tell you why it's not working before I tell you how easy it is to do it a little bit different with something else, and it works incredibly well. But first we want to understand why that is not working, that we understand the other thing better. Where does it come from, affirmation? Make it until you fake it. You get? Make it until you fake it? No, that's not what we want, huh? They say, fake it until you make it. But isn't it clear if you fake, then you make it, let it fake. But you don't want to fake. You want truly to be on a different frequency. So, we can make a simple test. And if you're not driving, while you're listening, you can even close your eyes for the test to feel better. It's because about your feeling. And you check with a wording. In former times, when I did millionaire spirit seminars, I asked the participants in the seminar, close your eyes and tell yourself, I'm a millionaire. If you're a millionaire, you can say, oh, I'm a billionaire. Or if it's not about money, you can, oh, I have a wonderful partner. If you're single, So, but why saying this, closing the eyes, and feel. If you say, I'm a millionaire, but you know you're not, you can even make it a little bit more clear. I have $1 million on my bank account, £1 million on my bank account, €1 million on my bank account. And if it's not true, what do you feel? I don't mean that you wish for it. But normally, if you say it honestly to yourself, I have, like affirmation, you should say it. But your inner system says it's not true. And if you repeat it and repeat it and you read it, maybe you're firm to say the sentence. But if we go in law of attraction, if the idea of law of attraction, law of attraction is not working, but you're thinking, you're not got what you think, you got what you are. And if you say something like, I have $1 million on my bank account, and inside something says, it's not true, you feel the gap from the truth to that. And you attract who you are. And it says, it's not true. So the affirmation is not just simply not working, it's even often worse, it manifests exactly the opposite. Because law of attraction, who you are, and if you say, I'm not, you get more of, I'm not. And you can even understand it more easily if you never talk about attraction. It's the real law is the law of resonance. Are you in resonance in the frequency of your goal? That is most important. Are you in the resonance, in the frequency of your goal? And if your system says no, for sure you're not in the frequency of the goal. And you get with what you are in resonance. So the affirmation manifests the gap. I can't tell you if it's 93%, 98%, or whatever, but most people, and I thought hundreds, even thousands, in the last 10, 15 years going through my seminars or workshops, and everybody experienced it. Why we're saying it? Because we had no better idea. We didn't know better. You know, if you go back in medicine, then when someone was sick, they said, oh, we need to close the windows, make the room dark, and we need the blood flow. So, would we do this today? No, today we make light. We understand better. Today we have better computers that we understand how the brain is working. We have so much more science about frequencies, what's working, how our brain is influencing things, how our gut-brain connection works, that it's normal that we did different. In the past, they told us you need to meditate 40 years or longer. If I read Yogananda's book, the autobiography of a yogi, it says 48 years you need to meditate this. Why? To come in a different state, have a different brain, and that you're capable of connecting to different frequencies. Today we have understanding of computers, that we understanding with the computer's understanding of the brain, that we can see and we can stimulate biofeedback and everything, train the brain so much faster. Some say what monks needed to train for 40 years, we can train them now in 5 years. Still, some persistence to do it. But it's a huge difference. So modern science shows us, now we understand better the law of resonance. So how do I get in the right resonance that I can attract everything? Maybe you heard the sentence, the saying, synapses which are wired together, fire together. That is what we really want. We need to rewire the brain. And you can do it the hard way, with affirmations. I'll give you another example. Maybe you heard about the so-called horse whisperer. Monty Roberts grew up in a family, and his dad made money that he went in the prairies, savannah, catching mustangs, wild horses, and prepared them that someone then could ride them, that you can do the horseback riding and use them, and they were not fighting anymore. Because Monty's father thought horses are fight animals. You know, any animal would you bring in a corner and threatened, maybe fights. So they thought if a horse is a fight animal, we need to break the will of the horses that we can use it. So they did a lot of things. All the four legs were bundled together with ropes and everything. And it took them 3 months, really with a lot of stress for the horse, to break the will. And then, okay, you can put a saddle on it, and it, yeah, was somehow killed the dead horse. The soul was gone, broken. And yeah, now you can sell it and someone can ride it, ride on it. Monty was once out in the wilderness, and then he saw a herd of mustangs. And one horse, a young male horse, was outside the group and always looking into the mom, he realized. But the mom says, no, what is here? This horse did something wrong, and the mom says, go out of the herd. But this horse outside, the young horse, was not rebelling. He was kind of begging, please allow me to come back. And Monty was interesting, saying this, and said, if it's true what I learned, that horses are fight animals, would he behave like this and beg to come into the group? And he got the idea, what if horses are flight animals? Interesting idea. And then he started to test it. So he approached a wild horse, a mustang. They had captured it, brought it in their stable, but then it was not about breaking the will, it was just coming closer to the horse. And he somehow started kind of thinking and kind of talking to him and tried to win the trust and said, I don't do anything. I want to do no harm. And it took him 30 minutes to be close to the horse. And he could ride on the horse, ride on it. Yeah. 3 months with the idea I need to break the will. 30 minutes with the same result. No, not the same result, because the will was not broken. And when you see on the Olympics, when they have whatever they do there with horses, if it's jumping over barriers or whatever, they do it with the horse. You never do it with a horse with a broken will. So not the same result. If you understand this analogy, then you understand what affirmation is. It's trying with willpower to break through something. And it's normally not working. Even the opposite. You don't get the horse to work with you. You just break the will. If you go against your inner, so purpose, essence, you kill yourself. So what could we do to have the same results like Monty with the horses, very fast getting the results we want? More after the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
When I shared this example with the horses, you might say, yeah, horses are different, humans are different. And humans maybe have also fight or flight attitude or freeze even. They are different. It's not working with people, with humans. Is it really true? Is it an opinion or do you have facts? There was a guy, Marshall Rosenberg. He created the idea of nonviolent communication. Before we go into what it is, just I want to share the results. Fight, flight, animal. Is it really working for humans? Marshall Rosenberg shares a story. He is an American. He goes to Iraq or wherever, where the U.S. Army bombed and killed people. And he is in one day in front of an Arab who lost family. Sorry, I don't know if it's an Arab, but a person from Iraq or whatever religion at least had suffered. And he called Rosenberg murderer. And Rosenberg stayed neutral and communicated back, tried to understand his feelings, went to him, was not resistant, why you call me, I didn't do anything or nothing like that. Just something like this, if I would be in your shoes, I guess I would feel the same. So what happened and everything. So he started to give them a idea, I see you. I understand that you feel like that. And it took an hour and both were sitting in the guy's tent and eating together. Kind of same result, not fighting, 3 months breaking a will, just understanding, I see you. Who you truly are. And then you don't need to be afraid. It's even more, you're not just being afraid. Isn't it all our deepest desire to be seen? What is our deepest desire? How are we connected with what we really, really want? That is a problem. An affirmation is somehow ignoring what you deeply want. Most people choose the affirmation because their brain decided to do it. Their ego decided something. And that's why it's tough and fighting and will breaking and not working. So how can we go in resonance with what we really, really want? And I often get the how question. How should I do this? It's not so much that you should do something. You should be in the frequency. Like, law of resonance is not what you want. It's not about the willpower. It's, are you in resonance? Are you in the frequency which attracts? Not you attract. It's a frequency where attraction happens. Call it synchronicity, whatever you want. And here comes the big difference. Affirmation makes you best firm. I can say it. I want it. But it's about more the being. Did you ever say, oh, today I'm in best firm? No. You would may say, I'm in best form, in best shape, or whatever. And here we have the word form. Did you ever realize information is different than information? Information is a message which should bring you in the form. Yeah, inform you. Form you. That's why this framing with wrong information is working wonderful to bring you in a form that you believe the Shidam says slave. And you create a crazy world. Everybody today is informed about a gym. So people drive with the car to a gym, take the elevator often, go in a gym to be on a stationary bike. And then they go down with the elevator and the car and drive somewhere. Isn't it crazy? What is it what you really, really want? And if you know what you really want, as far as you could know, you're still not knowing what is the best way to do it. Like we often said, if you want a God to laugh, tell him about your plans. Because the plans coming from what you know today. But we just mentioned the monks. Meditation, 40 years to change the brain. How you change muscles, how you change brain. Give them a task which he couldn't solve so far, and then they organize more muscles or reorganize the wiring. So how do we best reorganize or create new synapses? And the simple thing is by asking questions. Unfortunately, in the Western world, we grow up a school system which wants you to have the right answer and not teaching you more and better quality of question. Maybe you heard the quality of your question decides, defines the quality of your life. So how does it work with questions? And by the way, this, what we are talking about, is now called affirmation. It will bring you in the form you want. And you need to be, to do, to have. You need to be on the frequency that you can be in resonance. So, how do we do that? With questions. Let's come back simple to the question of the affirmation. Well, not a question, the affirmation is as a statement. I said, I have a million on the bank account. And you can test it again. Close your eyes and say, I have a million on my bank account. My bank statement shows 1 million. And your inner system says, if not, no. So now we come to affirmation, to the question. And then you ask yourself, and just feel if there is a difference. Why would it be good for me to have 1 million on the bank account? Why would it be good for me and my family when we were financially independent? Why is money in increasing amounts coming to me? Why? Why I attract wonderful people around me? Why I'm surrounded by love? What is good to be surrounded by love? What is good for this? You know, if you ask those questions, your system doesn't need to go against it. It is no such a... Why is it God? And then your subconscious, your inner system, maybe knows it already or is searching for answers and give you reasons. And you know, if the subconscious get the information what to do, what is good for you, it start organizing it. So why could it be good to be on the frequency like an independent, self-driven millionaire? What could be good with this? And you can use it for it. And the same you will have experienced if you have kids. Try it with kids. Not telling them what to do. Ask you, what could be the advantage for you if this and that? What is the advantage of order in the room? What is the advantage? I don't want that you do it. I just want, is there an advantage? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Like Deepak Chopra told his kids, oh, you never need to worry about money. But the only thing I would want is that you figure out what is your special gift, what you can bring to the world. So what is my special gift? What could you do with your special gift? And it's not telling, not affirming. It's just always question, question, question. A Harvard professor said, questions are like cell receptors in the body. We have cells and they have receptors that whatever chemical comes and fits, if you have the happy hormone or whatever, if you don't have the receptor for it, it can't go in the cell. You need to have this. So questions are the receptors in the brain that the answer can really connect, doc, and come in. It's like men and women going through the shopping mall. What is she seeing? What is him seeing? They both see different things. They're more interested in different things. And that is the simple way we use to build the brain. Asking, why could I be interested in that? What could be the advantage to have that? And if you know what you want, you use affirmations, that it brings you in the form, that it's forming your brain, that it brings you on the frequency. And guess what? It's not tough. It's not hard. Like in the Bible it says, where a will, there is a way. Yes, with willpower you get a lot of things done. But belief, can move mountains. How do you make your system believe? You don't need to make it believe. You just ask questions. Why could this be good for me? Why I have the best team? Why is this and that? And the system answers, your subconscious answers. And if the subconscious answering it, it works for it. Be, do, have. It's like when you're a musician and you, like we say, you have music in your blood. You will always do it. Doesn't matter what you have on the bank account, whatever. You always will somehow bring music out. But if you just, I'm a musician, it's so much stress. But why is it so much fun writing good songs? Why is it so much fun being on stage and 100,000 people are applauding? Why that? What is the benefit for me, for the people, for my family, for the region, maybe for the whole planet? So when I coach people, I often give them the task and submit. We make it easy. Write down 20 questions or 20 answers. Why is it good for me? Why is it good for my family? Why is this good for my city? Why is it good for my country? Why is it good for the planet? Or if you want, why is it good for the universe? Why is it good if I am the self-driven, financially free person? Why is it good for me, for my family, for the city, for the country, for the planet? And just ask the question, ask the questions, and affirmation will change the brain, and the answers will connect to receptors and bring you in the best form, in your best form. And that's what you really want. Just have another break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. UK.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You don't need a therapy, just the courage to be. This is a sentence, I don't know, when I started using it, and I got a lot of, shitstorm in modern terms, saying this, all the therapists, and you know how people have suffering. Yeah. But what is the classical therapy, the psychotherapy? They're dealing with the shit. They're manifesting the shit. If you always give energy on what you don't want, then you get more of what you don't want. And it's not about thinking, intellectual process, or not about the feeling. That's why you don't need the therapy, just the courage to be. And that is, if you're depressed, you're not the courage to be. You're suppressing something. And the easiest way is to support the being. And the changing of chemistry and brain wiring and working with questions. I just saw an interview with a Nobel Prize winner, and he said, when I came home from school, Mom never asked me, what did you learn? Mom always were asking, did you have a good question today? So focus on a good question. Like I focus today on everything, we come together, what's the purpose of the meeting, what is the wish outcome, focus on that. What is it what we really want to accomplish? Why is that good for us? So I use this for all areas of my life. Is this really good? Is this in my highest interest? And asking questions. And today we know Gabor Maté wrote a big book about trauma. And what is in the end, after 20 years of studying trauma patients, working with trauma patients, going through his personal trauma? Authenticity makes you free. Authenticity. And the trauma is going away. Because trauma is trapped emotion. It's a blocked energy flow there. And everything in the universe is frequency and information on it. The energy. The frequency. So, in the end, it's just the daily focus on what is the frequency I want to be on today? And I know nobody goes in the week and says, oh, it's Monday. Oh, this week I chose a low frequency. I want to have a bad week. No, nobody is doing that. But we are not aware enough. We are not conscious enough, whatever you like, that we have to focus on our frequencies. We take other people's frequency and adjust on it. We are not staying on our frequency. So, why is it good for me today? Stay in the best frequency. Why is it good for me today to live for my highest interests? Why is it good for me to be guided by whatever you like, God, higher self, guardian angels? Why is it good for me to trust my intuition? Why is my intuition so great? Why do I get always so good ideas? Why does it feel so good? And make yourself a list of areas in your life. And start your day with questions, affirmations to go in the right frequency for the day. in general, is this in my highest interest? And check and fail. And why is it good for me, for my family, for the region, for the planet? And you see, when we talk about winning for life, it's different than just winning in life. It's not only about you, it's the we quality. How do we live? How we go up? All together. We will never really survive well if only one person would be in a good shape and 8 billion not. That will not work. It's about that we all, humanity, can develop. So why is it God that we all go on a higher frequency? Why is it God if humanity goes on a higher, call it spiritual level, on a higher awareness level? If we all would be more aware what is the best for humanity, why could that be good? Why is this good for us? That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to. Well, yeah. Why is a house on the beach good for me? Why is an apartment in New York good for me? And you will figure it out if you really want that. But don't make the affirmation, I want a house and I will have a house and I will have a house. Yeah, so much other. And I will have, it means also it's not there yet. And you manifest the gap. That's why my mentor Bob Proctor always were teaching, make yourself a goal card if you want something and start with, I am so happy and grateful now that is. And this is the two meanings. First of all, if you go on the modern science of physics, do we really have time? What is time? It's just one dimension here. But in the non-dual world, it's existing already. So it is there, even if you don't see it. So, or some talk about the parallel universe, it is in one universe already. So never say it should be or I want to become. I am. And why? Why is it good for me? So first of all that. And then I'm so happy and grateful. Grateful is the best frequency to be in. That's why they always say, be grateful, start the day with whatever gratitude list, because it's about the frequency. You're grateful if you got something. You say thank you afterwards. You normally don't say thank you before. You don't meet people say, hey, thank you. What for? Oh, maybe the rest of the year I give a gift for you, I say thank you already. No. You normally say thank you when you got it. And then you're in the right frequency. So that's why whatever you want, be in the frequency, be happy in the frequency of gratitude. And from the frequency of gratitude, you ask the question, why is it good for me to be financially independent? Why is it so good to have a wonderful family? Why is it good to be self-responsible? And if you ask everything from the frequency of gratitude, I promise you, your life will change dramatically because everything is also about perception. And if you change the frequency, you see a different world. Like on the radio station, you change the frequency, you get different music. And you don't need to do anything for it to see a different world. You decide. So if you think again about Monty, the flight and fight, it just was one letter, a little thing, but 3 months difference in productivity. Nonviolent communication. Wow. Really, enemies, they were fighting. And here, after 1 hour, sitting together, having a meal together, and be deeply connected. So it's not about just simply the willpower. It's just that you're deeply connected with what you truly, truly want, and use affirmations. Help yourself with questions that your inner system, your so-called subconscious, gets why it's good for you, and then allow your subconscious, allow the universe, allow synchronicity that you see and get what you really, really, truly wanted. And this way you are on the frequency, and the music or whatever it is will come to you. And it's like belief can move mountains. Life can be so easy, and you be in the flow all the time. Well, let's say maybe the English word easy is not the right word. So we say it is so simple. But what is not so easy? This mind control, that you're not distracted, that you really can be with you and allow your being to grow. Are you ready to receive? And therefore, again, questions are helpful. Why is it good for me? And the more it's good for you, the more ready you will be to receive. And you deserve the best, because you're part of us all. We culture. And therefore, it's so important that you win in, but most important, for life. Be inspired.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.